Let's bow together in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise that you have made to us, that wherever two or three are gathered, you would be there. We thank you for the promise that you have made to us, that you would hear our prayers, and that they would avail much. We thank you, even when your answer to our prayers is no, because you care about us as a father does, enough to tell us when we ask for the wrong things, as well as gracing us with those that are right. Father God, we ask you to be with Christine Sexton and her family at her passing. Comfort them and give her a knowledge of your presence, that they may know your love and know your joy even in this time of sorrow. For Jill and Hal Casey, Father God, we ask you to bring her health and healing, if it be your will, and to help Hal to find a job so that he can help to take care of his family. For Doug Marsh, who's in Shands Hospital, still in pain after surgery, we ask you to be with him and comfort him and heal him and guide all of those who seek to help and heal, all of those that we pray about and all those who are in that profession, that their hands will be steady, that their minds will be clear, and that they will have your wisdom to help them understand what is to be done. For Lethea, who continues in her recovery, Lord, we ask your help and healing. And for the daughter who's had heart surgery, we ask you to be with her as well. We thank you, Lord, for Teen Challenge and for these men that are here today and for the programs all over the country that seek to help people to overcome addictions. We thank you for all of those who are here today. And for all of those who could not be here, we ask you to be with them and bring them back to us. We thank you for Carl Allen, that he is recovering, doing better, making a place for himself in this life. For all of those who are in recovery, who struggle with addictions, who struggle with problems in their lives, Lord, we thank you for being with them and comforting them and strengthening them. For Bertha Anderson and her family, we thank you for her well wishes and we ask you to be with her and be with them and remind them of our presence in their hearts with your prayers. For Tina and Charlie in North Carolina, we ask you to be with them as well. You know what is in our hearts, Lord. You know what is in our minds. You hear our concerns even when they are not spoken. Help all of those who are in need. Help all of those who struggle. Help all of those who reach out and help us to reach out as well to those that we see that are hurting and struggling and in need so that we may be the hands that help to serve you by serving others. For Theo Oakes as he continues to recover, and for Tina, who is traveling, and for Jonathan Wright, who is traveling as well, we ask your presence, Lord, in their lives and your traveling mercies upon them and your peace and your joy for all their families as we wait for their return. Father God, be with the folks of Teen Challenge and for the families who wait for their family members to come home, who pray for their family members to be healed, who look forward with joy to the possibility of overcoming this great evil that besets our whole country. Father God, we know that you have said that in this world there would be pain and suffering and woe. But you've also said that you would be with us. If we would choose to walk with you, if we would choose to talk with you, if we would choose to believe you, that you would be with us through all our troubles, through all our difficulties, to heal us, to strengthen us, to show us your way. And so we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory forever. Amen.